share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Just last month, Minister of Human Resources, Datuk Seri M. Saarivanen, announced that the minimum wage will be increased to ₹1,500 by the end of this year. The increase was later brought forward to an unspecified date, and today, we may already have an answer for that. In Dewan Negara today, the 17th of March, after being pressured by the head of opposition, Anwar Ibrahim, for a specific date on the implementation of the ₹1,500 minimum wage, Saarivanen had finally revealed that he will make an announcement about it in April. It will be implemented within the next month or two, Saarivanen said. The plan is still being finalized, and he could not provide a specific date before getting a prior mandate from the cabinet to do so. Other than that, he also wanted to make sure no manpower exploitation will take place. We want to make sure that employers will not exploit the situation by reducing their manpower and cut off workers once the minimum wage comes into force, he added. Saarivanen also said that there may be certain sectors in the economy that will be exempted from implementing the minimum wage, adding that the exemption for these sectors may cover a period of about 2 years. You can listen to his full statement below. The government is expected to make an announcement regarding the ₹1,500 minimum wage in April, says Human Resources Minister M. Saarivanen. He told the Dewan Rakyat, the cabinet is currently finalizing details on which sectors will be given more time to comply with the new rate. https://t.co/57vq3ain2pic.twitter.com/1mvv81cj9r. BFM News, at News BFM, March 17, 2022. Do you think they should implement the ₹1,500 minimum wage as soon as possible? Also read, here's why it's not a good idea to rely on KWSP withdrawal every time disaster hits. Source. Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.